everybody. Cal Banyan here. Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, Etc. with Meredith Locker. How you doing, Meredith?
Great. How are you doing, Cal?
I'm so excited. Well, you know, as we led on to that I was going to be away on vacation, you know, as you're watching this, I'm probably back from vacation, but I got a whole bunch of stuff to do. So we just went ahead and recorded like 4 episodes all at once. Thank you, Meredith, for doing that with me.
You are so welcome. I am so jealous of all this travel you've been doing, Cal.
Well, I'm just hanging out with my successful friends and colleagues and business partners in my secret weight loss and income building venture. Hey, so let's see here. Oh, if you're watching this anywhere except calbanyan.com, go there right now because right below the video is all the text and graphics and links and supporting documentation that goes along with the show. Also, this is like the 4th episode in the 10 keys to doing successful age regression hypnosis. You know, if you're you know, just starting off here, this wouldn't be a good place. Go back a few episodes, watch or listen to them from that point. We're also available on iTunes. All right. Hey, Meredith, why don't you kind of give a review? We've covered a lot of stuff so far.
Yes, we have. This is going to be the speed version. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Talk fast.
Okay, good. So number one, prepper, client preparation, induction, deepening, and testing. So important to get your client ready for this process. This is about doing phase one, PTC phase, preparation, testing, and convincing phase, making sure you get the right information, making sure your client has the right information. Very, very important to doing successful age regression work. Key two, using the correct type of age regression. Now, our preference, as we've established, is using Affect Bridge. Now, Affect Bridge is our favorite because that's about the emotion, which is part of the subconscious mind, which is going to tap into those emotions a little bit more strongly. But if for some reason you can't get to the emotion, you don't feel like you will be able to, then you might want to use something like the date-time regression, the symptom bridge, the somatic bridge, the cognitive bridge. These are all other ways to bridge back to subsequent sensitizing events, which are our events before the initial sensitizing event. And once you get to those events, eventually when you can get an emotion up, you can then affect bridge off of those. Now, number three, creating a powerful bridge. Very important that you're using the right tone, okay? So you want to powerfully and dramatically bring up the emotion. You want to give feedback to the client that there is evidence that they are doing the right thing, that they are bringing up the emotion. Notice changes in breathing, changes in skin tone, changes in the muscle tightness, things like that. You don't want to ask what the feeling is before you regress. You want to remember to have a congruent tone before you, as you're suggesting the regression, and you want to do a count backwards. So you want to bring up the emotion 1 to 5 is what we recommend, then count backwards 5 to 1 to bring them to the first subsequent sensitizing event. That's easy for you to say, Cal. Now number 4 is regress to an SSE, the subsequent sensitizing event, not the ISE. You don't want to put so much pressure on the client, and you want to instill confidence in the client as well. So you want to bring them to an SSE, which is going to be a time when they're a little bit older, and it's going to be a time before the ISE. And you don't want to spend too much time there. You just want to get certain questions answered. And these questions are the Fantastic Five questions. And what are those questions? Well, after you build the gestalt, asking daytime, nighttime, indoors, outdoors, are you alone or with someone, you start asking the Fantastic Five. And those are, what's happening? How old are you? What are you thinking? What are you feeling? And is the feeling familiar or new? Once you've gotten that information, then you want to, you know, get to the point where you feel like you've reached the ISE. Once you have gotten to the point where you think you've reached the ISE, you want to confirm it. And the ways to confirm that you have the initial sensitizing event is, you know, these are the ways. The client says that it's new. Just before the ISE, the problem no longer exists. So if you are dealing with someone who has a fear, we talked before about a fear of spiders, then you bring them just before that event that you're trying to confirm and see if the fear of spiders is still there. See how they feel about spiders. Then you want to make sure that the client easily accepts the information during the informed child technique. If they don't, you may not yet be at the ISE. And you want to make sure that it makes sense given the history of the client. Anything else you want to add to that summary there, Cal?
this hypnotherapist, John Hall, that's there, and I'm waiting for some of those to come in, and a lot of people don't know, but you can actually video chat. So I've got the webcam on. It's sitting right here. You guys can't see it. And in the future, what would be fun is when we're doing the recording of the podcast, I could let everybody know, and they could watch the live version. Wouldn't that be fun?
Ooh, that would be fun. We don't do a whole lot of editing, so it wouldn't be all that different than the whole show, the main show.
That's true. In fact, almost no editing. That's why I asked you to be part of the show, is because I knew you'd be the consummate professional and keep working the tradition that Celeste Hackett had set up of just getting in there and doing it right the first time.
Her shoes are tough ones to fill there, Cal, but it has been an honor, and I hope I'm doing a good job.
Yeah. Well, your feet are big enough to fill her shoes, I think, so.
Yes, at size 10, they certainly are.
A men's size 10, right?
Come on now.
No, I'm just kidding. Hey, for you guys that don't know, Meredith's really tall. But how tall are you, Meredith?
5'9" and a half.
Yeah, so her feet are proportionate to her height. All right, yeah, all that good stuff. So number 6 was how to confirm the ISC, and taking a couple steps back before I move forward, and we want to, the client says it's new, we go before the situation and the problem doesn't exist, and accepts information during the ICT or informed child technique, and that brings us to number 7, which is get good at doing the informed child technique. You got through all those 6, didn't you?
Yep.
Okay, I was kind of piddling with the... You guys don't know it, but I have a monitor over here and a monitor over here. Huge 22-inch monitors. It's like being in sci-fi heaven here. So, John Hall says, great, love the podcast. So, I'll tell him... I'm going to type real quick. If you turn on the video... You can watch me. I'm sure that's been said in a lot of social networking groups. But this is hypnosis, social networking and professional networking. So, it's like that. Okay, so number 7, get good at doing the informed child technique. That's why you did everything up to this point. You want to uncover the ISC, find out what was happening, what they were thinking. What they're thinking should be congruent. It should make sense given what was going on. Then what they're feeling should make sense given what they're thinking. And of course, it's going to be new, and we're going to find out how old they are, those 5 fantastic 5 questions. Now, what you want to do is remember what's the goal. The goal of the informed child technique is to remove the belief that was caused by the misperceptions of the child. You want to really give them whatever information they need to get them through the ISC without being negatively affected by it. So going with my little example about the spider fear or phobia that I was talking about earlier, we bring up the fear, we follow it back through the SSEs. Here's my little chart, and of course, that's below so you can see the details. We bring up the fear, we follow it back to the SSEs, find the ISC. We say, when they say it's new, then we say, okay, I'll touch on the head 3 times, touch, 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 be it the first time, and they do a little loop-de-loop here and wind up at the same time, so that's the ISE. And then what we're going to do is, there's this little bump here, there's a little one, go right before the ISE, the problem shouldn't exist, and now they have ears to hear. And it's our time to give them the information. What do they say? Forewarned is forearmed. So what you can do is give them the information they need so they can get to the ISE without being negatively affected by it. Now, that information comes from 2 sources, mainly the adult aspect of the client, which we typically call grown-up. You see, some people say, gosh, it's amazing what we can do and after just such a short number of hours of training. And now my background is I have a master's degree, and Meredith, you have a master's degree also, right?
I do, yes.
And then I went on to do all my coursework for PhD in clinical psychology. And so it just takes years and years of study. And now I can help people that you know, other helping professionals have failed with. And the difference is, if you are a psychologist, you need to know what the client needs. Now, five pathers and people who are of our ilk, we believe that what the client needs is inside of them. And age regression is an insight process. We do the work of providing the insight. And so once we take them back to the ISC, let's say they're 3 years old and they're afraid of the spider now because mom is upset about the spider. We take them before, we find out they're not upset about the spider. And then we say, hey, grown up, what do you wish you would have known then? I mean, how many times in our lives have we said, boy, I wish I would have known then what I know now. Age regression is the magic. It allows us to actually know then what we know now, because then is captured within the subconscious mind, and we can transfer the knowledge that we have now to back then, which we carry around inside of us. So get good at doing informed child technique. The goal is to remove the belief that's causing the problem. This will remove the emotion. Validate valid emotions and beliefs. Now, fear isn't always bad. In fact, all feelings are good when they're based in reality. But the example with the spider phobia or fear is that this exaggerated fear of spiders is based on an overreaction or some misunderstanding going on in the environment when, in this case, 3 years old. So you say, grown up, wouldn't it be nice if you known then what you know now? Yes. And then what we'll do is I'll tell my client, okay, in a moment I'm going to count from three back to one. When I get to one, there's going to be three of us, and we're going to be before this event happened. Could be minutes, hours, I don't care. There's going to be the three-year-old you, the grown-up you, and me. And what we're going to do is we're going to go back there and let that little one know what he or she needs to know to get through this event without picking up the fear. So here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, or 3, 2, 1. And we go back there, and we then, and there's a lot of detail about how you do this, but the most important thing is before the ISC, the child has ears to hear, doesn't have the fear, and so they're going to be able to accept the suggestion from the grown-up. This will neutralize the false belief. We tell them what's going to happen. We say, okay, three, this is what's going to happen. In a moment, I'm going to count from one to three, and you're going to be back in that situation, and your mother's going to get upset about the spider. And you know what? I want you to know something. Grown-up, tell them what you wish you would have known then. Tell him about how nobody gets hurt. Tell him about how he's going to be okay. That this doesn't change spiders at all. And we give him that information, and then we run him through that again. And what do we do? Oh, I'm getting into number 8 here. See, so let me go through my list here because I don't want to spill into the next one too much. Get good at doing the informed child technique. The goal is to remove the belief that caused the problem, which is usually the emotion. This will remove the emotion. Validate valid beliefs. If you go back to a situation and the child is fearful and it looks like something really bad is going to happen, then you don't try to neutralize the fear. You validate the fear. You tell the child, of course you're afraid. You know, anyone in your situation would be afraid. This is huge. Because from my experience, valid emotions don't lead to problems later on in life. It could be painful, it could be scary, all this kind of stuff. But if we knew then what we know now, maybe it wouldn't be so painful, maybe it wouldn't be so scary, but you'd be able to get through it. And there's so much we could talk about this. Let me just shut up for a moment and turn it over to Meredith. Meredith, you want to add anything?
Yes, yes. Gosh, there's so much I could say about this too. But the main thing that I was thinking as you were talking, Cal, is how important it is to let the grown-up do the informing. You're really just a guide, kind of like a coach in this. You do want to make sure that you're there to support the grown-up and there to encourage the grown-up and maybe there to add a few little thoughts here and there for the grown-up. For the most part, it's more successful when the grown-up does it his or herself. Isn't that true?
Exactly. We don't want to project our emotions and beliefs on the situation. Your client inside of them has a far better idea of the conditions and circumstances that pertain to the problem. So as much as you can, let the adult do the informing of the child. Now, some people are not quite so insightful, and you're going to have to take a greater responsibility for that. Good. Anything else, Meredith?
Well, you know, I think that it's also really important what you said about validating. And I think a lot of hypnotherapists are so busy, and hypnotists, whatever you call yourself these days, so busy looking at trying to neutralize the issues that they don't confirm. And I think we need to give people permission to feel. That's kind of what we do. You know, we're there to teach people that your feelings are a guide, and they're there to guide you. And we don't want to be just one of the rest of the world saying feelings are not good. It's not okay to be afraid. It's not okay to be sad. And the truth is, it is. And if it is based in reality, it's really important in that state of suggestibility that they're in right there that you confirm that it's good and it's okay to be, to feel that way.
In between recordings, a lot of people, there's two things I want to talk about real quick before we get on to the number eight. And that is, do you know people out there actually get mad at me for getting this information? I get hate mail. They say, Cal, you're giving away too much. You're giving away. They're not going to bother to come to my classes and stuff like that. Well, let me tell you what. If you're already doing age regression, you're going to get some really good structure from this series. You're going to get some insider tips, tricks, and techniques. But really, it's not enough information for you to go off and start doing age regression hypnosis. You need to find a good qualified age regression trainer. It could be a five-path trainer, me or one of our C5s, or other person that you trust or admire. What do you think of that, Meredith?
I agree completely. I mean, we really are just talking about the bare minimum, the structure of age regression. There's so much more to it. There are so many more ways to make it your own, to make it personal, to make it successful, to be specific. And as you're doing age regression with a client, so many different situations are going to come up. And if you're just doing it as, you know, an amateur who's never been to a course, and you're just trying to do it on your own, taking these keys, you're going to end up running into some stumbling blocks really quickly, and you're not going to know what to do. So I highly recommend you go to somebody who's qualified to teach this course. You can do it, you know, you can watch DVDs to learn it. You can, I'm sure there are online courses these days, I'm not really sure, but I did it in an in-person class, which was really important for me. I wanted to get really the nitty-gritty of it, and I can't even imagine just going off of these 10 keys and doing successful age regression work. It wouldn't be possible.
We've got permission to kind of an experimental format. We've been doing it for over a year, where we have online. You can take the course online, hands-on, interactive. It's just like you're in the class, except you have to supply your own person to practice with rather than practice with someone in class. We've got our 7-day week of power, where you can come and either in person or over the internet. And on hypnosiscenter.com, it has all the details for that. In the meantime, you can also check out my book. You can get it from us, or you can get it from Amazon.com, and that's Hypnosis and Hypnotherapy, Basic to Advanced Techniques for the Professional. That's co-authored with Jerry Kine. All right, let's move on to number eight. We've just got a few minutes. Hopefully, we can get all the way through it. Why don't you start off with number eight there, Meredith?
Good. Number eight, take the client through the ISE as it actually happened after doing informed child technique. Goodness gracious, cannot emphasize this key more. We are not changing history here. We do not want to create an alternate reality. This, you know, the experience that this person had at this age happened. And we are not people who can really change what happened to them. And in fact, we wouldn't want to. But what we want to do is take them through that experience after the informed child technique and have them look at it a different way. Have them take that knowledge and wisdom. Have them take that information from the grown-up and possibly from the hypnotist through the situation and see it from a different perspective without picking up the negative feelings or without picking up the misperception. Did you want to say something about that, Cal?
whatever I want to say afterwards. You're doing such a good job, and I just did a whole bunch of talking.
Yes, gosh, you're winded. All right, going through the event, perceptions should be in line with reality, okay? And so you want to make sure that your in-child technique worked. You want to make sure that when you challenge the perceptions in the informed child technique time, that when you're going back through it, that they're not showing signs that the misperceptions are still present. Okay? Now, the emotions generated should match those perceptions, even though painful. And so the emotions that come up should still be congruent. So if the situation is still scary, there should still be some fear there. Unless the fear was originally not based in reality, then the fear should be less or should be neutralized altogether. And if possible, you want to point out the positive side of the event. So what we like to call it is a silver lining, right, Cal? Usually, even in the most terrible, awful, scary situations, there's some sort of a silver lining. There's some sort of a lesson, or there's some sort of something, a gain that the person is getting from that, or maybe a role that that person was playing in another person's life. Cal, are you multitasking over there?
Yeah, I'm caught. I'm over here on our hypnospace, helping John Hall kind of watch me on the video webcam thingy.
Yes. And so when you find the positive side of the situation, you help the client to learn from their experience. You help the client to learn to look at their experiences in life, even in the future, from here on out, as possibly, even though traumatic, possibly being an opportunity to be more compassionate, to be more understanding of other people, to look at the situation in a different way. I mean, it could not be more valuable a tool to teach our clients how to look at the situations that happen in their life.
Fantastic. You know, one of the things that, as I look at this, is, you know, everything you said, we're going to take them back to the earlier time, we're going to give them the information they need, then we're going to run them through the ISC as it happened, not changing anything. Now, once the ISC has occurred, then naturally, subsequent, there might be some changes. But we want to make sure that the change that happened is in their mind and in their heart, what they're thinking, what they're feeling, not the actual event. That's what we want to change. And it's so important to not just cover what bad things happen and neutralize them, but to, you know, just as you said, find the positive in it, because it's about shifting their reality from the misperceptions of the child into the more mature hindsight kind of perceptions and knowledge of the adult. And looking back, we can see that even from some of the most painful experiences we've had in our life, we've benefited. And so we run them through that event knowing that it's not all bad, that they're going to benefit. How's that, Meredith?
That's perfect. That's exactly what I was thinking. You know what else I was thinking, Cal? There is so much more information on the Bolsom CDs about this, the what ifs and the what the pros know. And so for those of you who are trained and in age regression and just want to even take it a step further, or if questions are coming up along the way as we're talking about these 10 keys and you're saying, well, what if this and what if that, check out those CDs, the Banyan Online Supervision CDs, and you're going to find, you know, so much more information about these things at a much deeper level.
Also check out the 5-Path DVD set, and that's it for now. Gosh, that really went by fast, didn't it, Meredith?
It sure did. It always does.
All right, good. Oh, then take it away.
All right. Well, first I just want to say really quick, doesn't this kind of look like our stock market right now? This diagram, wouldn't somebody looking at this just think, hey, that looks kind of like the U.S. economic condition? Anyway, it's Meredith Locker signing off. Looking forward to covering the rest of the 10 keys next time.
Sites, email me if you want to know how to, you know, do better at losing weight, get some residual income, build your income so you can go full-time in your practice if you're not already there yet. This is Cal Banyan. Signing off.
This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.